The gospel reading today, the story of the 10 lepers, begins the third and the final part of St. Luke's gospel. Between this point in the 11th chapter and the 18th chapter, the gospel story is complete, and we move into the story of the passion and the death and the resurrection of the Lord. In the liturgy today, the church wants to say to us something that's very simple. And it's what you and I prayed between the first two readings. All the earth has seen the glory of God. All the earth has seen the glory of God. And in the story of Naaman the leper, and in the story of the 10 lepers, you and I are given, if you will, a sign, a sacrament of the glory of God that extends over all the earth. In the first reading, it's the Syrian who is favored by God and is cured of his leprosy. And that was a very powerful story and event for the people of Israel. It was a story and an event that was retold generation after generation, century after century, and became a very strong story. So much so that Jesus, in his preaching, he references that story. When he's talking to the scribes and to the Pharisees about how broad God's love is, he says to them, "Remember, there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha. And it was to none of them that God was sent, but only to Naaman the Syrian. And there were many hungry people in Israel during the famine, but it was to none of them that God was sent, but only to the widow of Sarepta and Sidon." Images of God's love far beyond what people might expect. And that same image is carried out in the gospel reading, in the story of the 10 lepers. It is only one of them who sees clearly what has happened. And that one is a Samaritan, that one is a foreigner, that one is an outsider. And it's that one who comes back and gives thanks. So I'd suggest to you that there are three lessons the church wants us to learn in the readings and the scriptures on this weekend. The first is gratitude. The first is to be learned from the gospel reading. But a special kind of gratitude, a gratitude that arises out of a deep faith, a faith in Jesus Christ. Remember, what propelled that Samaritan to return was that on his way, all 10 of them were made clean. But he was the one who saw what was really happening. He was the one who realized what had occurred. He was the one who finally caught the message of who Jesus is. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's plan. Jesus is the visible presence of the living God. Jesus is the human face, the human face of God. He caught that. Jesus is more than a wonder worker. Jesus is more than a prophet. Jesus is the very presence of the living God. He saw that. He realized that. And out of that sense of reality, he could give thanks. So the first thing the church wants us to fasten on is that you and I are called to be people of gratitude and thanksgiving, that virtue is to run very deep inside of us. Number two, we are to learn from the story in the first reading, the story of the Syrian Naaman, the general of the Syrian army who is cured. He says, I will only worship the God of Israel. That as a result of what God has done for him, he turns his whole heart and mind over to God. Now, worship is not just the people gathering for prayer. Worship is, if you will, the fulfillment of the first commandment. Hear, O Israel, I, the Lord, am God alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, all your soul, all your heart, all your strength. The worship of God is the living out of the first commandment. And so what Naaman, the Syrian, says is, my life has been turned upside down, and with all my mind and heart and soul and strength, I embrace the Lord of Israel. So that kind of worship is the second thing the church asks us to hold on to. And the third thing is that in the prayers of the liturgy this weekend, you and I pray that we might carry out in our own lives that love of God that is reflected in the scriptures. Jesus has chosen to be identified with those who are on the margin. Jesus has chosen to say, this is the way the world will know the depth and the power of the love of God. And what the prayers of the church ask us to undertake is to be willing to act in our own time, in our own place, to do in our own lives what Jesus has modeled for us in his life. So we're asked to be people of gratitude, thanksgiving. We're asked to be people who worship not only with our lips, but with our whole lives. And we're asked to be people who act, who carry out in our time and in our place the very action that Jesus puts before us.